All right, what's going on, Legionnaires? Welcome to another episode of the Legion of Comic Correction, where we talk all things comic books. Bro. And we are talking about Hawkeye, the new TV show for Disney Plus, episode 3 going on today. And it has kicked it into high gear. It has brought up some... I don't know what's going on over here.
It's bruh.
All right, don't spill anything.
We've That's right, bro.
Expensive
bro. Dap that up. Dap that up, bro.
We now have expensive equipment. Watch yourself.
Bro. Yeah.
Well, you initiated
that. No problem, bro. No problem.
Yeah, I don't...
I've been broing out for years.
You've been...
King bro.
Repressed.
Georgette had you and
bro
said,
for a while.
Bro. Bro.
No.
You gotta understand. All you gotta right. understand. I've been waiting for a show like this because, yes, I am I was a reformed bro, but now I can actually let out my broness.
Verified
I feel
bro.
Comfortable
doses.
Sharing
doses.
My bro with everyone here. And so, you know.
I don't know if this is good, though. We know you relate to the bad guys a lot, and you're relating to the Tracksuit Mafia now. I don't know.
So,
if that's
I mean,
really
you
good.
Are defining that they are the bad guys. I'm not entirely sure here.
They're
you know,
pretty,
I can't
bad.
Really tell.
I'm more of like an Abraham Lincoln. You're more of like a Broside and King of the Brotion.
That's, I mean, that's the cross I bear in this world. You know,
I don't want any part of this. but I do want everything to do with this episode. Episode 3 was it was fantastic. All over.
You gotta trust it, bro.
It hit the bullseye every time.
Every time.
Every time. Every time. Every time. All right.
60% of the time, it worked. Every time.
That's not how math
Just
works.
Like
thank you, Paul Rudd.
All of my pickup lines.
I will thank Paul Rudd for that. Paul Rudd's fantastic. I will always thank Paul Rudd.
Sexiest man alive.
That's right.
Yeah.
Totally.
Only of 2021.
He deserves it.
Sexiest man of all time in 21.
He's a bro.
I don't think so.
100% a bro.
I don't think so.
He was in the...
Isn't he from, like, North Carolina? He's from, like, North Carolina.
They have the Outer Banks, right?
I don't know, but all like, I...
That's a bro area.
Him and Stephen Colbert are from the same, like, hometown area.
When you look a man... When you look a man in the eyes, you can tell, bro.
Yeah, first time I met you with those sunglasses on.
Yeah.
I was going to say...
That was a different word, but it was close to bro.
When you look...
Bro.
When you look a man in the eyes and you can't see his eyes,
that's
then
right.
you
well,
know.
That's
you
the
gotta
know.
Sometimes,
you gotta
sometimes
double.
You gotta double.
Double
sometimes
double.
You gotta make sure.
Oh no!
They really don't know what you're doing behind those shades.
All right. Let's talk about the episodes. This episode introduced a lot of things we've been waiting for. Things we didn't even know we were waiting for.
To an extent.
Yeah.
And then it left you. Wanting more!
Well, that's good, though. You want to want more. We're halfway through the season. We're halfway through. It's episode 3. There's only 6. Because all of the Disney Plus shows. So I
was blown away by that when you told me that.
Yeah, WandaVision was 9 episodes.
Right, this is what I'm saying.
But what was 8?
No, none of them were 6.
There was something that had 8.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
No, it was 6.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier
Loki.
Was
Loki
6.
Was
8.
Yes. Nope, that was 6.
What if was 8?
Yeah, but no,
I'm
we
too lazy to look it up, but
we looked up the other ones though. They
I'm
were
just
all
saying,
6.
Like,
but regardless,
phone, but it's
no, Loki
we're
was
halfway
7.
Through.
Loki was 7. We talked about this earlier.
No, season 2 is 7. Season 1 was 6. Yeah, we looked him up, but regardless, so we're halfway through.
No,
we're halfway through. We're halfway through, and a lot has happened. All right, so in this episode, we get to see we jump back in time and get to see somewhat of the origin of Echo, but no one really cares because Echo's uncle is what we're focusing on.
That's all we care about. That's all we care about.
Even though
let him come.
All we saw was
the
his
king bro.
Gigantic hand and his
I
right?
bend the knee.
Yeah. Just enough.
But we also
the kingpin.
But we also heard.
Yes.
We heard his laugh, man.
Yeah.
And it's like that if that's not Vincent D'Onofrio, it's a voice actor trying to be Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah. I
so
told people at work,
it's gotta
that's
be.
All I needed.
Yeah.
I ran around the break room. I said, that's him. He's in.
He's
back.
Back,
baby.
The thing that I thought.
Oh, baby.
The thing that I thought.
Oh, baby. Bro, baby.
Bro, baby.
Oh, Wario.
No, he's back.
The thing bro, that you... Bro-rio.
End the episode. That's it.
Oh, we had to talk about it.
Thanks for joining us.
What are you saying?
You pointed out, and this is what I thought was amazing, was that, like, the screen shook when he, like, stepped into it to show the gravity of his... stature to show the gravity of the situation.
Yeah, when he stepped, the soundtrack let in that great bass. And it was like, boom. Like, as he stepped, it was like, oh, man, here he comes. The giant of a man himself.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm beyond excited for that. And
The
theory behind this, and this is what you and I talked about. And
Harry,
I think you'll be on board with this.
I'll probably there some of the time, you know.
Yeah.
I'm included some of the time.
You and I talked about it too. I went to go and pick up a van.
This is the whole situation.
I was trapped in the car with this guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually. Usually.
Trapped a Cooper.
No. you and I talked about it too, though. I think. Wait, what were you bringing up?
I really want Kingpin, number one, to be back involved. But number two, I want Kingpin to be involved beyond this show and beyond like a singular show. I want him to be connected across many different street level characters.
He's such a large villain.
Pun.
That was like the saddest. Just a little.
Yeah. Yeah.
I liked it.
But I think they have a real great way that they could make him stretch across a lot of shows, even into some movies, playing behind the scenes, manipulating big villains who he can't stand against, but he can manipulate to use against those heroes that he can't stand toe-to-toe with.
Right.
Which we know he wants to, but he recognizes his own limitations.
Yeah.
Vincent D'Onofrio, as much as we love Kingpin, as much as we love him, he's not going to step in there with Thor and actually be able to do anything.
But
he can manipulate a bunch of villains who could step in there with Thor to be able to mess him up.
I think that's the caliber that they're going for. It's like not necessarily like the big bad as in like an alien coming in.
No, he's a man in the shadows.
Destroy the world. It's more just a like control of the current
Puppet Master.
Kingpin is one of those characters that you can relate to him so much.
He's a mafia, like, they call it in, like, all the mafia movies, like, the main...
He's the guy.
Top guy.
The godfather.
It's probably Italian, honestly.
He's a made man.
He's the kingpin.
What is it?
But... So let me get at what I think you're trying to get at. The thing here is like we see a couple of people getting revealed in these different stories. Kang, we know is coming in. We know Kang is going to be coming into
Ant-Man,
the Quantum, Quantum Mania.
Yeah.
Right. We don't know if Kang is going to be beyond that. Kang has the potential to be across multiple movies.
He could be the next Thanos.
Yeah, he could be the next Thanos.
Oh, yeah.
But I would love to see them move away from this gigantic, overpowered villain.
Yeah, they're never gonna be able to top.
They're not gonna be able to do
and
that.
It's gonna be Galactus, and then after that,
Some work with Kingpin, where he brings together this team. Mom. Oh, maybe Kingpin is Mephisto. Maybe that was Mephisto walking in.
It probably was.
That was Kate's mom?
Yeah, that's Kate's mom with her amazing reflexes.
Hello, Echo.
I am
Catherine's mom.
But I agree. I think Kingpin, actually being a Kingpin with like villains greater than himself, manipulating him in ways that they have to obey what he does
and what he
says, I think would be so cool.
Well, and that's the beauty of like... these TV shows can do is that like we can also make his story grand and great with street level guys. Like we talked about like where it would go next, and in the comics, again, spoiler if you don't want to know about
spoiler.
This in the comics, Echo turns good and fights against Kingpin.
Sure.
And so, like, we thought, well, there's we know there's an Echo TV series that's already been confirmed.
Bruh.
And we know that it takes place after this.
Bruh.
And so the thought is, like, well, if she turns good and then wants to fight against Kingpin, well, then her the villain in her series is probably going to be Kingpin. It's probably going to be her and Kate teaming up to fight Kingpin, and then maybe
that's
having
not enough, though.
Matt Murdock come in. Well, maybe having Matt Murdock come in and then have Daredevil against him. And
it's
then
still not enough. It's still not enough.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That's not enough for me.
Oh, it's not enough for you.
That's not enough for me.
I was going to say, it's not against Kingpin.
I hear you. I hear it. If but you I don't bring think that would Daredevil in with the other two, it's enough against Kingpin.
But they need to they need to bring him in slowly because...
I want to see Kingpin...
Yeah, I know.
Like, amass an army.
You can't, but I know, but you can't just have that be the first time we see him. They've got to walk
I
him in.
I know that, I agree.
They have to walk him in. And this just makes sense, because otherwise, we were talking about before, like, nobody really knows Echo. So why are they making an Echo TV series?
Yeah,
but
right. Agreed.
If Kingpin is the main antagonist in
that's
Echo.
That's why she's getting a series.
Right,
yeah.
And it allows Kate to have her first team up with somebody that we already know. Mm-hmm. And then it allows the introduction for somebody like Charlie mm-hmm. Cox's Daredevil to come back.
Yeah.
Then it all makes sense. It's like, okay, this could be really good and really fun.
Yeah,
It would be ground level, probably involve the Hand, you know, maybe some other small, more ground level villains. And it would be a lot of fun.
I was totally against an Echo storyline.
Until
we saw this entire flashback at the beginning of this episode.
It's what I said last episode. I said, I'll do anything it takes to get Kingpin and Daredevil back.
But I'm saying this wasn't like,
come on.
I hear you. But I'm not, I'm like even just talking about
the earth. I will watch a Metal Man TV series.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Steal with a
Metal
with
Man
Shaq.
TV series.
Steel with Shaq. Dude. Would you watch a Steel Shaq TV series?
Yes.
Now. If it meant
now,
I was getting
reboot with
Shaq Cox back into the MCU. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. No, but what I'm trying to say is I'm actually even more interested in Echo now.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
as
She's
a character based on her backstory and based on what they showed us
that's
in this episode. That was really cool.
To get into the rest of the
episode,
which we have not talked about.
We're just all Kingpin. Kingpin end the episode.
Yep. Real quickly before we, and this ties
into
it.
You're done.
No, it ties into it. So, you really, I'm going to take us off track? Not the volume.
Oh, baby.
Oh, Berber.
It's not me. I can't remember if I said this on the podcast last episode or not, but I thought that I didn't know that, and I'm going to mispronounce her name, Alacqua Cox, I believe is how you say it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
The girl who plays Echo. I didn't know she was actually deaf.
Yeah,
like, she was born deaf.
Yeah, we didn't get to talk about that.
Yeah, but... and so, and I also heard a really cool story that Jeremy Renner went out and learned basic American Sign Language to make her feel more comfortable on set and like to talk with her and stuff. Mm. And, like that's
which
really
is
sweet,
really interesting
really
in their
cool.
first interaction
because
he's doing basic sign language, and then he can't keep up, and then he's done.
Yeah, but it's like, but that just, again, we're seeing so much really cool representation in the MCU. They're doing a really good job bringing those kinds of characters in. And now we've got a young lady who is from an indigenous people group, which is awesome, very underrepresented. And then she's also an amputee. She's missing part of her leg.
And that's for
and,
real.
Yeah,
like, because,
for real.
I mean, you take a look at other movies where you have an amputee, like in Mad Max, the new Mad Max with
Charlize
Theron, where they did it with a green screen glove
or
and
even
everything.
The dude
like
in Shang-Chi. The Razor Fist.
Razor Fist, that's, and it was all CGI. They're actually casting somebody who is an amputee,
and
I think that's very awesome.
And she's deaf, too. Yeah. So all the sign language stuff and everything is all
legit. And she's pulling some of those moves that are just
amazing. The fight choreography was great.
Yeah.
It is bold, and this is what I said.
Yeah,
bold, and I have major respect for anybody in a fight that comes out full force headbutt first move.
Yep.
That's your leading move.
Well,
wait, I'm impressed.
When Kingpin is your uncle?
Oh yeah, you go headbutt right away.
Come on,
headbutt first move.
Yeah. So you were
similar size head, so
you were you were saying
your head would kill somebody. You got to be careful with that.
A blunt object.
It's
is that
like
registered? I was gonna say, is that registered?
You have a license.
Is that a registered weapon?
No.
You were saying, Harry,
I have three registered weapons.
you were saying about the flashbacks and how that, yeah. and Logan, you were saying about how that fleshes out her character.
Yeah.
But we see some when she's a kid, yeah. But then we also get to jump forward.
Because I
gave
no
rips
about her character after the last episode. I was like, who's this chick?
Well,
she literally turned around and went like,
who's this person? I hate them. Get them off the screen. And next episode, they do something cool. You're like, oh, man,
I love them.
Fully
I love them.
Yeah.
All the best. Take all my money.
I've known them forever.
It's a 50-50 show.
But we get a second.
They're my best friends.
We get a second flashback when she's older, and that's what really drives us into what's going to hopefully lay the groundwork for the Echo series.
Yeah,
and for the conflict going on now because she sees her dad die, which also happens in the comics.
Right.
So her dad gets killed by what it looks like to be Ronin, but we only really see him behind glass. We don't really see him super up close, but she's convinced it's Ronin.
And as we know by the past episode before that. It doesn't take much for people to be like, oh, Ronan's back. Oh, it's a tiny little girl instead of a full-grown man. And it's like, no, there's no difference. They're the same people.
Same person.
It's
because they wore the uniform.
It's because, it's because he's a shadow. Like, you know, like he came in and he's more of a legend. Well, no. But I mean,
she saved the dog. Ronan would be like, I don't care about that dog.
But what I mean, the mass public just saw him more as a legend. And so they're not really sure probably what he looks like. They know he has a sword.
Half of them didn't know what he was.
Yeah. So she gets her dad dies in her arms. And actually it's
super
really
nice
cool.
Dude.
Super nice.
I run a crime agency.
He tells his daughter about dragons.
Soup kitchen on the weekends. And tell my daughter stories about dragons.
Yeah, man, exactly. He was so cool. And then actually,
home every night before 5. Like,
what? But he takes care of the team.
That's right.
Takes care of them.
When he
dies though,
bro,
really cool. Really
too
cool.
Long. Too high.
How? What if
Groot? By the way, shout out to Andy.
What if
Andy, thank you for the comment where you broke down every Fast and the Furious movie
that was so good.
Plus into Hawkeye plus references.
Extra.
Plus an extra.
Awkward?
Hawkward.
Awkward.
It got real Hawkward.
That was great.
Is it awkward in here or just hawked?
Anyway.
Is that a hawk in your pocket or are you just happy to see me?
All right, so when the father dies,
this is actually
really
important. Let's
cool,
get back on track.
Well, that I don't know.
Man dying here.
I know, and you're making fart jokes and hawk
jokes.
Hey,
that's my job.
Don't diminish the fart jokes.
I appreciate the farts.
Yeah,
I do appreciate.
You better watch it.
I do.
You better watch it.
But I don't.
He got you. He got you.
He's so happy.
He got you. It's not just me. He got him.
I don't think this is what you were thinking about. But when he dies, he ends up putting his hand on her face.
Yeah, and the blood.
And it's a blood and a handprint on her face. And Echo.
Oh, like the hand. Oh.
No, not like the hand. But
nope. No, I thought like the hand.
Yeah, I know.
That makes sense.
That's not what you were thinking. I mean, I know that's what you were thinking, but that's not what it is.
That's a Braveheart.
Echo in the comics. Her costume involves a white handprint, like diagonally across her face,
really?
To represent,
okay.
Like to
the
represent
flag
her.
Smashers
in,
have that?
The Flag Smashers have the
they
red
a,
hand.
They had a red hand on their mask.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
In the comics, she has a white hand like painted on her face as part of her
costume. Yeah, I thought
so
you
cool.
Were a guy.
I thought you were going to talk
about
like
the little guy.
The fact that in
you really went in on that.
All right, so I thought you were going to talk about how in the comics. It's and not actually
no that, yeah that's the next part go ahead
yeah it's not Ronin who kills her parents, it's actually Kingpin who kills her parents,
actually. Yeah, even funnier.
Yeah,
not funnier.
Yeah,
please,
yeah.
Kingpin killing her parents.
Talk about how funny killing parents is.
No, actually, Echo was the first to don the Ronin costume in the comics.
Interesting.
And then she ended up giving it to other people, including Hawkeye.
Oh.
But yeah, so it's interesting. But it's obviously it's a little bit different.
But so
but
we are assuming that Ronin is the one who killed her parents.
At this point, that's what they're leading us to believe.
It could also be revealed that there is a twist here, and it wasn't, and it was actually Kingpin hiring somebody to kill her dad because rooting out weakness, his compassion, which is clear,
right,
could be viewed
nice.
As a weakness within Kingpin's organization.
Absolutely.
I just had a thought.
Go for it.
Here we go.
What if?
They already did that.
Whole series.
Whole series, Greg. Come on.
What happened? I can't even think of just another. What if, all right. What if Kingpin hired Ronin? Like, he tipped off Ronin to the tracksuit.
Oh, Ronin. I was about to tell you. Okay, he tipped him off. Like, he sneaked a tip. But yeah, and then like, but it didn't. It was like came from an anonymous source,
exactly,
but it actually was Kingpin.
But he's that, the one. Because
if you were going to tell me he hired him, I was about to be like,
no. But
that doesn't
the one
line
who,
up at all.
He's the one who set up the
tracksuit. Set up the
like,
whole
the
situation.
It was a double trap.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Double.
Yeah.
He wins in either situation.
Right.
If they kill Ronin, it helps him. If they kill him, takes care of a problem
right
in the group.
That's
right,
actually
right.
Yes. Now
King
that's
logic
right
that,
there. Like that is
King
Kingpin logic.
Because
we're back to Kingpin again.
We can't get by.
Here's
we
the
can't
deal,
ha- get past them, and never should we.
We no talked about. Have you tried to get past a man that big?
Yes, daily.
That's right.
No, you're not wrong. Daily.
Every
pick
time
fights with him
you try
on the
him
regular,
and you lose every time.
That is not true. I've been bold face like we haven't actually gotten to a fight.
I think he'd win.
Today is not the day.
If he's wearing his steel toe boots, he'd
bro.
If you're wearing both those sunglasses, you would totally lose. But
that's fair.
You know, but you have perfect protection from these three stooges.
Yeah,
then, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Your fingers would go through the lenses.
You're not going to give me the Randy Orton thumb to the eye.
True.
Without, not with this.
So we talked about why Echo would turn on Kingpin.
Right,
and so I think there has to be
there's
he has
be
to have some
there
play.
If she's getting her own show,
her
that has to be
right.
Yeah,
he
there
has
to
some
be
play
a play here,
and he did in the comics. So he has to, and I think that would be a really good way. Is if he tipped Ronan, he's the one who tipped Ronan off
mm-hmm
to go and kill them, and so it ultimately it's his fault, and so she might never forgive Hawkeye.
It's already been set up that Uncle is going to be upset with her for drawing so much attention to what
right
they're doing.
Yeah,
so they're already sowing those seeds for there to be this separation and then being able to set up for her show.
But I also think that something that in that conversation that she had with the clown,
who
it is.
Yep.
But she's like, who is the boss? You know, who is in charge?
Right.
I think that it could get to a point where she's so driven by her revenge on Ronan
that could
that
be too
Kingpin even turns on her, and then that forces her
forces her hand.
Force up with Kate.
That's
an option.
Yeah,
we
I like
gotta
that
get
too.
We've gotta
way,
get to the
great
rest of the episode. All right,
so
there's so much more in this episode.
Yeah, so they escape the warehouse. Kate and Hawkeye.
Finally, we
escape
get to see great Hawkeye
first time
use a bow and arrow.
First time he draws the bow in the whole
third
series
episode. First time
and
he actually uses a bow and arrow.
And he doesn't disappoint.
And
right?
Not only that,
oh,
he
not
uses
at all
his like hand to hand combat because we really in the Avengers.
Yeah,
it's kind of funny because the Rogers, the musical is right. Like, all they used him for was like, get that great shot all the way over there.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, he did use some hand to hand and
some stuff, but
when he was running with the gauntlet, but like, still, it was mostly him just saying, I'm out of shape.
And he did some in Age of Ultron when he was fighting the bots.
Age
Sokovia
of Ultron.
He did
that
some
was
cool
where
stuff
we actually saw probably.
Yeah.
But this was the most.
But
wow,
this was the most.
I meant up to
which
that.
Which was still not much.
No. And I mean,
he's never fought a villain. Like, he's never been a part of a fight with a villain that's actually on his level.
Yeah, yeah,
like, they've
sure
all
that
been above him, and he's just trying to survive at that point.
Yeah.
Keep everybody together.
True.
So, these guys...
I know, he's always...
These guys, he has the upper hand.
His wife said he was the heart of the team.
Right, he held,
and,
he
like,
was the
he
human
held them together. He was the human.
Yeah.
But it was also, in Age of Ultron, since we talk about that, like... His whole thing in that movie was also just the banter and the back and forth with Quicksilver.
Yeah.
Like, some of my favorite lines
in
that movie are just his back and forth with Quicksilver. The scene
I could do it! Nobody would know!
It's so sad. It's really terrible.
Yeah,
well, and he's also, we're seeing a lot that he is... He brings a lot of people up, like the younger Avengers, up into, like, he was... influential in Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like that cool
out
uncle that gives you a good life advice.
And a bow and arrow.
Yeah, shows you how to shotgun a beer.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's great. And he's doing the same thing. He's doing the same thing with Kate. So we see a lot of great fights. We see more of her skill. And he actually admits that she's probably one of the best archers in the world.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
she is in the comics. She yeah. is. Like, she's incredible.
Their banter was phenomenal.
Their banter
everything
was
in the car.
Best part of you couldn't hear half
yeah.
the time.
Yeah,
that was the
they
best
were
part.
Saying
the
some
delay.
Of the same things.
Yeah.
And his banter with her in the car. Especially, my favorite is with the arrows where he's pulling them up. Not that yeah. one. Not that
too
one.
Dangerous.
Not that
too
one.
Dangerous.
And then she blows up a car and it's like, there were four more dangerous arrows than that one?
Yeah,
like,
man. It's so
it's
good.
Really good. And then on the subway... when they're talking
oh,
about
yeah,
having to have to let
dog.
Pizza Dog out
yeah,
and walking
yeah.
pizza dog.
This is exactly
yeah,
what
they finished the whole conversation. Yeah. He's like, we should probably take the dog out. He's been cramped up. He's been, you know, penned up all day. And it's like, it's,
but
it's
you can
great.
See on her face, she is just so enamored
she
with
loves
him.
Man.
And just
he's
so... Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. She's in love
well,
with him. She wants
that, right?
in a
yeah.
but in a father-daughter sort
oh,
of way.
Yeah.
Like,
she wants to prove herself. Yeah, and that's...
And that was something special.
Yeah,
she's
but I
like,
think,
no, you are yeah. to me. Like,
right,
no,
she didn't say
I
was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
but she doesn't know
wrong.
Yet,
yeah.
and that's the thing that sits in the back of his mind.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be put up on a pedestal
right.
because
right.
he knows that he doesn't deserve to be there because, or he
what
believes
he's done. Yeah, what he's
he
done.
Doesn't deserve to be there because of what he's done.
But I will say, obviously, when we saw him go Ronin, not
yeah.
only in the flashback, but also in... Endgame and stuff, right? He
yeah.
was brutal.
Oh, yeah.
Everything was kill shots.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact, though, that every time he shot somebody in this, it was always like
oh, yeah.
in the top of the shoulder, in the arm, in
they
the hand.
Yeah,
he like
a giant pin arrow that somehow didn't destroy half the bridge.
Timed
yeah.
it perfectly. But he like stabbed them in the feet. You know, it's like they
yeah.
it hurts them, but it immobilizes them. He's not trying to kill anybody.
Well, and I pointed this out to you, but you look at him in this series. And
oh.
he's
yeah,
healthy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like if you remember in Endgame,
he's kind of gaunt.
Yo, he was
he's rough,
skinny, rough looking. It was clearly he's not taking care of himself because he doesn't care
mm-hmm.
about himself. He doesn't
yeah,
care what
yeah.
happens to him. It is clear in this one he not only cares about what happens to him, he cares about what happens to Kate. And he
right.
actually still cares about the people that he's fighting against. So he's
yeah,
like
yeah.
he's not out there to kill or be killed. He's out there to save her and also protect her from the legacy that he's leaving or
right.
has left.
Right, that's dangerous for her.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
yeah. I love that.
And he's trying to protect her from actually the life. When they are having the conversation
right. oh, sure.
in
he doesn't
the diner,
want her to be
he doesn't want her
yeah.
to try and be a hero. He doesn't want her to follow in his footsteps
yeah.
in any way because he says this enacts a toll.
You
and
lose
he
everything.
He feels
yeah.
the toll. In the scene where he doesn't
oh,
have his hearing aid,
his kid calls.
And his son calls.
Oh, that was so
like
great.
That is
oh,
gut wrenching.
Yeah,
that is
oh,
that
was
that
so,
is horrible.
So tough.
And so he knows the toll.
Yeah,
but when you're
yeah.
young, you don't have children. When you don't have a family that like cares about you and that
right,
you could
think
lose.
You're invincible.
You think you're invincible.
Yeah.
You think there is no toll. You think there is no loss.
Which is what the mom said.
And right. the reality is she's wrong because
yeah.
there is still,
yeah.
there's people who still care about
there's
her. There's people
someone.
Who love her. And she isn't going to recognize that probably until it's too late.
Right,
until
she loses something or someone.
Exactly.
Family.
Exactly.
Family. It's about family.
yeah, what was also...
Two hawk, two eye, bro.
What was also gut-wrenching was at the beginning when Echo's asking about Ronan.
Yeah,
and he's like he's dead.
Yeah,
and he says Black Widow killed him.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
they're like she's the one who ripped him out of the Ronin persona.
Yeah. And the reality is she did.
He's like, oh,
that's the
yeah.
truth. That's
oh, yeah.
actually, he's 100%. Not lying.
He's not lying. Ronin
like,
died the day she brought him back.
Right,
and it was like,
right.
oh man, like that's so.
Oh baby,
that's tough.
yeah.
yeah, it's just.
No,
it was good. It was great.
You were right before Logan and I saw it. Greg was saying that, like he's like. You guys have to see. He's like, I can't even like say anything about this episode. He's like,
yeah.
they jammed so much into like a
yeah.
shorter episode. He's like, I was so disappointed that it was shorter because that's all the time bit. And he was like, I was not disappointed at all.
Speaking of which,
yeah,
let's talk about that ending.
Oh yeah, yeah, let's wrap it
because,
up.
Hold on, wait.
Something else?
Well, yeah, we were talking earlier today. For
which
once,
part?
Greg and I were talking.
Oh,
we talk.
Without
we talk.
I'm kidding.
Hello
from the other side.
Oh, baby.
It must be called
bruh.
What were we talked about live stuff. What were we reminded?
The
oh sequence. My goodness!
Like that was so cool. That was just a rotating camera
wrapping around.
Yeah.
It was a legit car scene.
That was
chase. I was like, insane. I was like, they're doing a car scene chase, and afterwards, like, they did a car scene chase. Let's
I
go.
Know, I know. Oh, you get so tired good. Of how many times people build that into movies and they do it poorly.
Yeah, and it can just be
it's like,
so
let's
generic.
Lean out of a let's lean out of a car and shoot behind it. But the reality is, the bow and arrow adds so much more depth to a car.
She's like,
chase.
How do you? She's like, can we? It'd just be so much easier if we just turn around. It's like, all right, hold on.
Yeah. Wouldn't this be easier if I turned around?
I love it. I was like, she said that, and then he was like, hey, wouldn't it be easier if I turned around for you? Because he couldn't hear her, and he turned around.
I was like a partial, like, car guy. Like, I love old cars, and he's we're not ruining a window out of a Charger. Come on. And he's like, goes over, like, the Lincoln.
So another comic tidbit in the 2012 comic run that this is based off of, they drive that exact orange Charger all through the comic. Yeah. So it's like, it's a beautiful it was car. Oh, so gorgeous. And then he's like, it got blown up anyway.
Yeah. But I watched that specifically, and I'm like,
did everything
CGI,
I could.
Thank God.
Yeah,
right. Like, there's nothing worse than seeing like a classic like all the Fast and Furious movies. I'm just like, so like, I know they're all like they're
too
made
hot,
that
too
movie. They're all like fiberglass, but it's still just like, oh, it's so hard to watch.
There's just too much crossover between Fast
there's
and Furious and this,
Fast
and this
Furious.
Well, it's
TV
about
show.
It's about family.
I
it's about family.
I used to say I live my life.
Now I live it by
just transparently. That was the stupidest statement
dumbest
ever.
All right, so the end. So they end up fixing his hearing aid, and they sneak into her Kate's mom's penthouse because she has access to their security system.
Of course.
And they want to look up and see if they can figure out about Armand's death.
Listen.
And figure out more about the tracksuit mafia.
If you have not listened to our last episode, go back and listen because I called
you
this.
Did, I was going to.
I called this.
I told you yesterday. I said I listened to the episode. And I saw you guys yesterday, but you guys are doing other stuff, so I kind of just let you be. But I was going to say, Logan, like, straight up called this. He's like, it would be just so funny if they just, like, you know, like, there was such a quick snap and, like, they got each other and, you know.
Yep. That is exactly right.
But you're right for only, like, 1 second.
So, but that was the best part, because you're, like, you're just waiting. So, at the end, Hawkeye...
Yeah, but I'm right until next week, until I'm wrong.
Yep.
Well, so, I'm right for now until next week.
And I think you're going to be right.
I think I am, too.
Is, they're looking through files, and he hears something. He does his whole spy thing where he knows somebody's in
the room. They were looking through the files, and his picture came up.
Right.
And right when the picture came up, he looked over and looked away.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's convenient. And then right when
he walks around the corner, and all of a sudden there's a sword to his throat.
He knows him. They know each other. Know each other. I guarantee you they know each other. Jack knows him. And the reason we didn't have it until this point was because they didn't share a scene. Now they're going to share a scene together. Yep. They're going to recognize each other. And this is where we're going to then see Jack is not a villain in this.
So here's the question.
That's my belief.
Are they on good terms?
Yeah, I think they are on good terms. I think this is a joke.
It's about bros.
It's about bros. You gotta trust a bro.
Trust a bro.
You gotta trust a bro.
Are they on good terms, or did something happen, which happens many times in like movies and stuff, where the eccentric trainer and mentor does something that they don't agree with, and they end up going different ways, and they're estranged, and they have to kind of...
This is your typical...
Probably about like 10 years.
Maybe at least 10.
Yeah.
At least 10. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is this is your typical
you think they're gonna
TV
like,
show fate.
You think
it's too early.
Hear me out. No, I agree that he's not the bad guy, but that doesn't mean
that
Hawkeye and him can't have friction.
They could have some friction.
Like,
and I'm not saying that they're not going to have any friction.
Maybe he didn't agree with Hawkeye taking all those risks to get Natasha out. You know,
maybe.
When he took her out of the Black Widow program and stuff
maybe
like that.
Maybe there's some rift. But
then they grow close again. Like,
exactly.
I think that's what's going to happen.
I truly believe what's going to end up happening, though, is there's going to be, instead of like this, the rift being so big that they have friction right away, I think that sword, that is Ronin's sword. That's the detractable sword.
Yep.
He's going to detract that sword, and they're going to hug, or they're going to, like, they're going to bro out.
They're going to do,
like,
no, they're going to do the Carl Weathers Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
I can't see. The fact that you both just did that to yourselves is really...
It's too far. And you saw me trying earlier.
We got the dap.
That's
all right, But seriously, I think what's going to end up happening here is this is the faint. They're halfway through the show. They're not going to reveal, or the bad guy isn't going to be somebody that you are building a relationship with halfway through the show. That's not going to happen.
Wait a minute.
You got a lot of what ifs today.
I do.
You
better. Well, what if?
This your other one was good. So
this
give
is
me
the
another
fun
one.
What's thing about
people
the show.
What if?
How about those what ifs? So what if? He was we talked about the possibility of maybe he was a SHIELD agent that trained him in SHIELD because he's a SHIELD agent.
Yeah, he could have, or trained multiple agents.
Sure,
maybe
whatever.
Worked for SHIELD at one point. Yeah.
But what if he hasn't seen him for a while, right?
Yeah.
Like, they haven't been communication.
What if?
Mm-hmm. And what ended up happening is he drifted away from SHIELD when SHIELD was compromised by Hydra, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up changing his priorities, or like things shifted, or he's always been a kind of a reckless guy in the comics anyway, right? You were talking about that. Yeah.
Or Hawkeye. Jack.
You were talking about that. He tried to join the Avengers. They wouldn't let him because he was, so maybe he went out, and we're going to find out that he is now in league with Kingpin. Like, they're friends because he's like, oh, I love Hawkeye, but then he's,
Kingpin,
that's the path he's gone. And Kingpin's bought him.
Using him kind of.
Yeah, Kingpin's bought him for that.
That could be. Here's what
I'm saying. I don't know.
Could be 100%. I think it's played out. I think that's too easy. I honestly think it's the mom. I still believe it's
Think the mom is
and
definitely
what I
in trouble.
Think, and what I think is the actuality here is Jack is investigating. He was getting close to Kate's mom.
Right, to the mom,
And now he's going to have to reveal. Kate's been saying, He's hiding something.
That he's investigating.
The thing that he's hiding is that he's actually investigating Kate's mom, and that he was working to get close to her as a spy.
SHIELD?
Well, for SHIELD's what we talked about in the past,
for,
and maybe that.
I mean, it could be because he's trying to, he's investigating her to get to Kingpin.
To get to Kingpin,
that's what I really think is going on here. And the thing that,
could
she's
be.
Right. So, Kate, you're right. He is hiding something.
It's just
you're
not
wrong
you
about what
one
you
one
thought
is.
He was hiding.
Do you think he started this venture on trying to regain the Ronin equipment because he wanted to take over
as Ronin?
I think he knew, or just take on some of the pieces so that he could then take on Kingpin.
Here's what I think it is. This is me just
because
coming
you
to
know
this
he
now.
Wanted those. So not just because, well, he's a swordsman, so he
I
wants
don't
a
think,
sword. But
I think he knew who was running.
Yeah, I would agree too.
Here's
I
what
would
it
agree
is.
That
I think
he
we don't know if he was
collecting.
We don't know.
I think he was collecting the things because he knew Hawkeye was running.
Draw Hawkeye.
That's
out.
Where the friction was.
Yeah.
The friction was because he knew Hawkeye was Ronin. He was collecting those items to either A, draw Hawkeye out, or B, protect him. Because he wanted to make sure that he had the life that he wanted
or
him
that,
to have.
Or
like
that,
he was a mentor to him.
Or that friction is there because he's like, how dare you use what I taught you to kill everybody?
Yeah. Exactly.
So it's three options.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they're very viable and good options.
Yeah. I want to see him.
Yeah. But I
want to know.
I do believe.
And they all involve family.
They
family.
All involve family. Yeah. Bro. Two Hawk, two wise.
Oh, baby.
See, you were a big hater on it the whole last episode
we recorded.
And now all you've said is
listen,
put those glasses on. You're
listen,
like,
I was
I think,
family.
I think, to wrap this up.
A bro had to get in, had the bro had to come back out.
You had to trust a bro.
To
had
wrap,
to trust a bro.
To wrap
bro.
This up, I think that needs to be the title of this podcast. I think it just does.
Trust yeah.
But,
I don't even know if it's the best suggestion,
but
it's now too,
I was gonna say,
too involved in
I
what
need
we're doing.
To, it is. I need to shout out to my wife.
She had a great one.
She
actually
had
a
really,
really
great
one.
And if it was the first one we heard, we might have taken it.
Had,
this has...
Had we not
this
heard
Two
Hawk, Two Eye to joke
two
around with
it
too much?
It is. But she said, Two Fly for a Hawkeye.
That is real good.
But...
We could make this the most ridiculous title we've ever had.
But it's about family.
No. But here. Hear me out. What if this is the title of the podcast? What if it's Two Hawk, Two Eye, formerly known as... Says to fly for a Hawkeye.
No.
AKA
featuring.
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 special thanks to Vin Diesel.
Brought to you in part by.
No. Rupert. Well, we're going to keep it. Two Hulk, Two Eye, I think is what we're going to stick with.
Because sounds good.
That is very bro-tastic. And this...
Are you not entertained?
I hope so. This series is...
Yeah, for nothing.
Not entertaining. We're not,
either laugh or be like, what is going on? Yeah,
that's pretty much what's happening with this
we're
episode.
We're entertaining ourselves.
Oh, absolutely.
We love this episode.
I entertain myself
wait.
Staring at a wall.
What?
Are you Kingpin?
I entertain.
Remember he bought that painting that was just white? And
yeah, I thought it was
like,
brilliant. I loved it.
In this.
I loved that painting.
I will say that.
I loved that painting.
I will say that scene, though, where he's talking with the lady that he wants to buy from, the Holocaust survivor.
His wife.
Is when he's talking. His wife? No,
I'm having I can't talk today.
Get no, the. Get, when yourself. He goes when he goes to buy the painting from her.
I thought buy I it back bought it from the girl that he liked that eventually became his girlfriend that eventually
no, he,
made him mad again.
He ended up losing all of his paintings and this went to her because it was in her family and she was like a Holocaust survivor. But that sit-down talk was like the most tense. It was wonderful.
The whole show with him.
Anytime
he's there, it's just like...
Come on, Vincent D'Onofrio, show your face. We want you in the show so badly.
Show me the face.
Show me the money.
Any moment involved with him is scary.
I'm starting to rewatch it. So
don't forget. I'm excited. Don't forget. Like and subscribe.
Absolutely.
We're so bad at this. Click that bell.
That's a bell.
Come back here and watch more of our episodes.
New sound goofing.
Because they are great. And we love the episodes. And we love you. All right. We will talk to you guys next time on the next Two Hawk, Two High episode.
Thanks for listening to the Legion of Comic Correction. Don't forget to check out our other episodes streaming everywhere you listen to podcasts. We're also on the major social platforms like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search Legion of Comic Correction.
That's right. And make sure to check out our Patreon for exclusive supporter specials at patreon.com/Legion of CC. New episodes come out every week. We'll see you guys next week, same time, same place, same Legion.